Wait.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The power in Shaka's Head, Salt Rock and surrounding areas should be restored before midnight. That's according to Kwadugusa Municipality, with spokesperson Sifiso Zulu saying technicians are busy this afternoon fixing the issue. It's the latest in a series of outages that have hit the municipality. Fed up residents have threatened to not pay for municipal services from next month to force authorities to find a solution to the ongoing power crisis. But the Dolphin Coast Ratepayers Association says withholding payment for rates and taxes should only be done as a last resort. Chairperson Dion Fulyun says outages have affected the Kwadugusa southern grid since December.
Around about the 5th or the 6th, when we started having many power failures. So I think there's a period where we've only had power for about 77% of the time in a number of areas. I think the longest outage was some 70 hours. So we've kept a detailed record of the number of outages since December through the holiday season and into January.
And Fulyun says while a rates boycott hasn't been ruled out, a lengthy legal process must be followed before it can happen. He's urged the municipality to intervene before the situation escalates.
So we're using external agencies to assist us, but if that does not materialize and it doesn't work out and we do not get the access and the involvement and the participation that we're looking for, we're very keen to cooperate. But if there's not going to be cooperation, then that will be a last resort. But DOCRA, the official stakeholder recognized by the municipality, the Ratepayers Association, is going to do this on a much more structured and sustainable basis, and it'll take a bit of time.
Parliament says all is set for tomorrow's State of the Nation address at Cape Town City Hall, but it says it's still waiting for the South African National Defence Force to decide whether it will be scaling down the role of soldiers at the opening of Parliament. The DA wrote to Speaker Toko Didiza asking that the military parade at tomorrow's SONA be reduced and the flypast be scrapped altogether. It submitted that the pomp would be inappropriate given the deaths of 14 South African peacekeeping troops in Eastern DRC and claims that the contingent there is under-resourced. This afternoon, Speaker Didiza said the matter was with the Defence Force.
Those matters that relate to ceremonial are actually a matter of the Defence Force. So in line with the protocols of the Defence Force, they will actually do what is necessary. However, as Parliament having received a request, we have informed the Defence Force as to the request from members of Parliament in terms of the descaling. And I'm sure they'll be able to respond to us on how they will deal with that request.
And Umhlathuza Municipality says residents should expect a full restoration of water supply by the end of today. It's after a burst water pipe on Friday left areas of Madlebe and parts of Impangeni without water. The city says it has replaced a pipe that was leaking at the Pierce Crescent pump station up to Magazulu Reservoir. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.